All right, man, we are live. We're back. Look at this. I think it's the first video of 2022 on the official GYGB YouTube page.
Back. Yeah,
we haven't gone anywhere. We're here, man. We're, you know, between the gram and Facebook and all that, man, you know, we're all here. Nutty world of boxing, man, but
it's crazy.
We're in the heat of it, man. April is here. Tomorrow, April Fool's Day, you know, beware.
Yeah, watch out. It's gonna be a lot of smacking going on tomorrow, jokes and stuff, you know.
Yep.
In lieu of that.
That's what I'm saying. Beware, man.
Crazy.
But yeah, we're gonna hop right into it, man. And we're just gonna make this kind of quick. I mean, really big news, man. And it's funny, boxing has always had this story. Like the theater of the unexpected, right? Because
ultimate reality show,
it is, man. And we're sitting here, the 135 division, a crazy division that we're wanting to see these guys all fight, and it looks like things are materializing. But man, I mean, I'm not gonna go into the whole roller coaster as a concern. You know, obviously Vasily Lomachenko in the Ukraine, you know. Our thoughts are with him. Obviously, I mean, that's just beyond boxing right now. But the sport, you know, the sport must go on, and we're seeing the culmination of that as we just weren't, you know, what was announced was not only are we getting the fight that makes the most sense, Devin Haney finally getting his shot at all the lightweight titles. Mm-hmm. Against George Kambosos coming off his win over Teofimo. But the caveat to this, as you would say, man, is that it won't be on DAZN. It's not under Matchroom or Eddie Hearn. But as we joke all the time, right, like tongue in cheek, how we say like, Bob Arum, man, he's 90 years old. He somehow, someway, manages to squeeze his way into certain situations for now. Mind you, this is a Lou DiBella co-promotion,
but
Devin Haney is going to fight George Kambosos for the undisputed lightweight title on a Sunday on ESPN.
So it's all right. So this is where I'm a little confused at with the time zone. So partners, being geographically challenged here, but so Australia time zone wise, they're like 18 hours ahead of us, right? Some crazy number.
Yeah.
I know China 13 or 12 a whole day, but Australia,
Pops is in Hong Kong. So for him to go to Australia, it's not that much of a time difference.
Okay.
The fight is being billed as a Sunday afternoon for us.
Okay.
I guess do the time difference as far as what time it will be for us on the afternoon, but what time would it be over there? That's, I guess.
Gotcha. That's where I was a little
right.
But we'll figure that part out later. But to circle back to what you were saying about Bob, you know, we always joke about the movie Prometheus, where the guy never died. He was a part of the ship. Guy Pearce, I forget his name. Guy Pearce's role on Prometheus. You find out, and we pass the limitations, the spoiler alerts, but he's a part of the ship. He never goes away. I feel like Bob Arum, his ghost is forever. Listen, whatever, because I know fans get into, because I have people DMing me, like, man, I'm like, bro.
Yo, your audio is coming in and out.
Oh, is it coming in and out? Let me part this. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. No, I was saying that, you know, when it comes to top rank, PBC, DAZN, or whatever, maybe PBC and DAZN. I mean, excuse me, top rank, because DAZN is more like an independent contractor over there, you know? So people get so caught up and fixated on, partial to this promotional company, I'm partial to that promotional company, and we get lost in the process. It's these fights, the boxing aspect of it all. Like, the fight got made in the end, and Devin Haney, you know, opened up and, you know, showed some humility which I think it takes a big man to do that, and said, listen, I have to do what I have to do so my career can further on. Like, we all talk of this legacy talk. So sometimes you got to take a step back, which I don't really think is a step back, but you're going to take 30 steps forward, regardless of who is with. At the end of the day, it's a two fight deal with the lineal champion. So if he beats Kambosos, like he said, the gateway to wherever he wants to go is, there's going to be multiple gates open to go down different paths wherever he chooses to go. But in the end, you can't have it both ways. You can't say you want these guys to fight each other, but then when these guys go to a promotional company that you got an issue with, and we can talk about promotional companies, that's a whole nother subject. But when we're talking about legacy and making a stamp in the sport, how can you not respect what he did?
I found a new respect for him, man, because we're in this era where fighters are taking like the financial route before they even hit like a point where it makes sense why you're making that money. You know, like we're all for fighters getting paid.
Right.
But he's putting himself in a position where when you look down the road, now mind you, man, look at where the umbrella he's under right now. Like right now.
Right.
There's fights with he could still have a Lomachenko. There's fights with Teofimo Lopez. There's other Josh Taylor, whoever.
Josh Taylor. Yeah.
You know, so I Shakur think the Stevenson. Bigger picture here.
Shakur.
Yeah. Right. Anywhere from 135 to 140 in the next two calendar years, those are big fights for Haney that propel his status, but also make him money too on a bigger platform.
And you know what I'm saying? Listen, Canelo, who's at the top of the food chain, he even do, now granted, it's not at the level of Haney, but even he do two fight deals here and there. Like he's a hired gun.
Yeah.
Like I think this is about to be the new trajectory of a fighter is that, I mean, you kind of see it already. Like these guys gonna do like these NBA one and done or two year and an opt out or opt in contract. You kind of seeing that trend happen in boxing. And I think fans are so caught up. This is the problem that's plaguing the sport is that, and I heard Iman Shumpert say this about basketball. He was like, because of social media, fans are involved in stuff that they really shouldn't be involved in. He said a fan told him about a contract or something that he signed. He was like, how are you telling me how to earn my money? Like, you know what I mean? But in the end, we got the fight that y'all all wanted. We all wanted. It's great for the sport. If Haney wins or lose, whatever, you know, there's still options out of this. And, you know, we'll get into, like, what we think the fight going to look like, you know, a little preview. But I just think that and it's a good transition to the next subject, where there's other fighters with other promotional companies kind of stuck on the outside looking in because, like you said, Haney's in a really good situation because even when these two fight deals is up, he's building business relationships, you know, outside of his little realm. And let me just say this real quick, Roberto, and I'll pass you the mic about DAZN. The one thing I always said about DAZN, it's not a knock to them. I just don't think they got the reach like a top rank has over here in America. Because if you really look at it, they really haven't promoted an American fighter like that to like a next level type of situation. Canelo came to them as a star. But, you know, you can go ahead, you know, jump in on that.
And even to that point, they had to create a whole pay-per-view model just to have him sign on again.
And people aren't happy about that.
Well, they're not happy because the subscribers are paying $20 a month and they got to pay $60 for this fight. You know? So,
right, that's false advertisement. That was the whole point of DAZN, so you didn't have to pay for the pay-per-view. That's what they modeled.
Yeah,
that
was the
module built on that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk. Yeah, I mean,
but we'll get into Canelo that. Duvall,
yeah. Like, yeah. But to the point of DAZN, it's like Eddie Hearn, he almost admittedly said, like, I can't combat this. Like he don't want to say Haney got the better deal. And right. I know people are they're saying like, oh, you know, Haney got a bum deal or whatever, but like Haney himself is saying, like, Floyd didn't make his money like right off the bat. Like he had to kind of cruise his way and he learned the ropes. And it's crazy because I think in a way, Devin Haney he's going to learn a lot from this situation.
Yes, and maybe he
sets an example for other fighters to be like, yo, you don't have to be, you know, we'll speak to somebody, you know, about other news that came up during this week as far as being tied down
to right, the promoter right.
per se. But, you know, we talk about 135, man. We mentioned the guys like Haney, Lomachenko, you know, Teofimo's now going to 140, and
Ryan Garcia. Most
others.
Ryan Garcia,
who's fighting next week. The one guy we always mentioned that is like outside of that bubble is Gervonta Davis. Now, in an ironic way, it's granted he's under Mayweather Promotions, but he's tied to Al Haymon, right?
Right.
And it's always a situation where a lot of Al Haymon fighters are in a situation where there's a lot of good matchups for them. In the case of Tank,
right.
And this is no knock.
Right, right.
We've seen how they positioned him to not fight the guys at 135, but to make the fights that he's in more prolific than maybe they should be. But at this point, man, even from what I've seen with a lot of the Gervonta Davis fans, they're calling for like him to fight at least one of these guys. But as news was surfacing, and listen, man, we're going to take it with a grain of salt. Reason being, we understand the promotion of boxing. There's a pay-per-view coming up. We right, get it. Absolutely. But,
yeah,
you know, we're hearing talks about, you know, a tweet was put out with Tank saying, you know, they're forcing me to fight Rolly because this is my last fight on my contract. Then Floyd rebuttals saying, you know, things don't last forever. I'll always love Tank. But you start to think, like, is there validity there? Or is that like, hey, like, were we just trying to promote a fight? But to what we're talking about right now, when we look at what's going on over here and the division's kind of getting situated.
Yeah.
You're kind of wondering, how does Tank get involved? After May, you know, like, we haven't even talked about that fight, but.
It's crazy because it's the Buzz situation in reverse.
Right?
It's the Buzz right? situation. It's crazy, right? Haney, Buzz didn't have anybody to fight because Bob didn't have any. Remember, Eddie Hearn right. said, I don't have no welterweights for you.
Right.
Eddie Hearn said, go with PBC. Talking to Bud when he was in the transition period. Bob Arum obviously didn't have any welterweights for him. And we all know how messy these cross promotions can be. So, you know, those guys was like, look, we'll fight Terrence if he comes over to PBC. So he got one under his belt. It remains to be seen what he's going to do next. But where Devin Haney's situation was, he was with DAZN. He had nobody to really fight. Like you said, Eddie Hearn was honest. Like, man, if they're giving you that deal, then you need to go sign with them, basically, talking about Top Rank. Gervonta's in a situation, he's the oldest out of all, because people always say peers, but he's older than all these guys, age-wise. And they're all getting, listen, because people will say, well, Gervonta, and look, maybe so, he probably will beat all these guys, but they still, eventually he has to fight him. And what's happening is he's doing in-house promotions, even though, like you said, he's with Floyd, but he's managed by Al Haymon, and he fights on networks that PBC is tied with. So like you said, it's like one universe that he's living inside of. Even if he leaves Floyd, he's still going to be technically a part of that universe. So where it gets tricky at, like, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, he's like, you know what, I just want to be a free agent, I'm leaving. So now you got to deal with Bob Arum again. Now we're back to this, we're back to the Crawford situation, but in reverse. So now you got Gervonta, who won the fight, because listen, even though he's older, they're his contemporaries, they're his somewhat of his peers. There's no way you're going to tell me that he's not bothered by Devin Haney. I don't want to hear it. He, in all due respect to Rolly Romero, he's fighting Rolly Romero, and Gervonta is fighting for lineage of the 135 division that he's currently in. Tell me that don't bother him.
And you know how you know that? By the tweet about like, well, I'm getting paid more money. I'm like, yeah, but come on, man. That's
right. That's the salt. That's the salt. We, you know, in Philly.
Yeah, that's like, the salt. Salty. Ooh, yeah,
that's
man.
The salty retweet. You know, and listen, I got the utmost respect for Gervonta. I like the way he fought off the back foot. Like, he showed me some little wrinkles I didn't know he had in his fight game. And I want to see him in a mix because I think that you'll get to see him. All these guys will elevate their fight game to the next level if they all fight each other. But I'm just worried about him being in a Buzz situation. And remember when he fought, what's my man name? Bud, when he had the bad fight that night.
Mean Machine.
When he fought the Mean Machine, Bud had one of the worst fights of his life, but it was an interview before that fight that nobody ever talks about when they were asking him about Errol Spence. And he would say, man, I can't make – you remember that? Mm-hmm. And I text you. I was like, yo, something seemed off with him tonight. Like, he was emotionally bothered by not getting these big fights. You can't tell me the same thing ain't happened. Not saying that he going to have a bad night with Rolly, but you do wonder, like, do that stuff plays – because they still human beings at the end of the night, you know?
That there's a part of him that, to your point, he can't be looking at his situation and just and gloating about the money when the fights he should be in are happening. Let me say this. Shakur's fighting somebody that Tank should have fought 2 years ago.
Right. How about that? Remember they were talking about him fighting Oscar Valdez? I remember that.
At 126.
Yeah.
They should have fought.
And we know it takes two to tangle, but at the end of the day, right. Shakur's fighting them. Like, it's just, listen.
And you made a good point about these dudes fighting their contemporaries. Because, listen, I mean, I salute Oscar Valdez fighting Shakur when, you know, there were a lot of people say, you know, he don't, you know, he's,
yeah.
I mean, we he had our opinions, up. But they're fighting.
Right.
Haney and Kambosos, however you, whatever you say about Haney's deal, I'm going to tell you all this, man. Like, this is going to end up better for Haney.
Yes, it is.
The last few years you've seen him on DAZN. Like, he's going to be on terrestrial TV. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big deal, man. So let me even magnify your point even more. You're going to be watching. Let me tell you how this is going to go. If he was fighting on DAZN, you wouldn't even know that he's fighting or what time of the day he's fighting. Now, when you're watching the playoffs, because the finals should be kind of around that time, right?
Yep.
So ABC owns ESPN, for those who out there don't know. So when you're watching the NBA finals, Devin Haney versus George Kambosos.
Hey, man.
That's the type of publicity that he's going to get. And listen, him and his dad, and I know Bill catches a lot of flack, but just like what Angel Garcia and these guys, they're not dummies. They're like, there's plans in place for this stuff, you know? And they had to swallow some stuff and say, look, we're gonna do this deal, like you said, in the end, it's gonna work out for him because you and I think we think that Haney got the skills to beat the Kambosos. I mean, he's gonna have to fight a perfect fight. I'm not, you know, let me rephrase that. A smart fight.
Right.
Not sitting in the pocket admiring his work, because that's where he gets caught up at. But if he fights a traditional boxing style, I think he can outbox Kambosos. No, not to him. I just him or Lomachenko. I was picking whoever was going to fight him. I was picking.
Yeah,
that's why I was shocked Kambosos took this fight right off the rip. Respect to him too for taking the fight.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the point, man. I mean, like, we need to see more of this. You know, like.
It's sad that we celebrating something that should be normal, basically.
Yeah.
It's like insane. Like,
you hit it right on the head. I mean, to us, we're used to this. This is just a formality. But the fact
Jermaine Pellefort fought Bernard Hopkins twice. Like, I was like, you know, like, I was watching an old something. You know how you go down that rabbit hole on YouTube, and somehow I like tripped up on the Teller and Hopkins fight, and Jermaine Teller was young. And they fed him Bernard. Like,
and this is Bernard beating, you know, Tito.
Right.
Knocking out Oscar. Had trouble with Jermaine Taylor, though.
Right. You know, like. But the mere fact that they even put, like, that wouldn't happen today. Like,
I don't know, man. Find a way for it not to happen, right.
So Errol Spence and Ugas was warming up today. Like, I don't know what you get out of these media warm-ups, but – other than hitting bags. You know, people, I saw people breaking stuff down. Like, they just hitting it, doing a 1-2 on a bag. Like, you're not really getting nothing out of that.
Nah, man. I think a lot of us are just, I mean, we've been talking about it for a while. It's just,
yeah.
This is the second time again where this is the story of Errol Spence. Like, how's he going to look?
How's he going to look? Yeah.
Prior to this, I liked the Ugas fight, and I picked Spence to win before the, you know,
right,
the eye injury, the accident. I'm still picking him to win, but yeah. Listen, man, like, at this juncture, we're looking at this like a dress rehearsal for,
right.
So it's just, I'm wanting to see the best Errol Spence we've seen, a better Spence than we saw against Danny. But he's up against a tougher,
he's a more craftier guy, and a guy that
busier fighter,
a guy that can, you know, can punish you off. And look, Spence gets hit. He gets hit. You know, he's vulnerable. But the thing about him, he's very physical, and you know, like you said, he's looking to make a statement. I think in this fight, I think he's looking to make a statement. And Ugas is a lot more stationary.
Right.
Than the average fighter. You know, I think people remember they get caught up with this Lawrence. Like, I don't know where that come from. Like, he doesn't really, he's there. That's why, you know, and I even saw Danny say earlier, Earl Diaz shared that video, and Danny said he wouldn't be shocked if Earl actually dropped Ugas.
Yeah.
He said it'll be a close fight, but he think that'll be the difference in the fight.
I think, you know, it's the body
attack. Because he's a little chitty, Ugas.
Yeah. I think it's got to be the body attack. I mean, that's really what
he does.
Spence's bread and butter's been, he doesn't have like one punch thudding power.
Yeah,
it's accumulation.
Physical. Yeah, he's like a smaller Hagler in the sense where it's physically taxing when you fight him because he has a knack to find just know how to find you and put his hands on you,
right?
And this is another thing, because I was telling this to somebody, they like, well, he don't hurt somebody. I said, whoa. Just because a fighter doesn't knock somebody out or
right
lock them, you know, make them punch drunk, apprehension, like Danny stopped throwing punches because he didn't want to be countered with those wicked body shots.
Yeah.
That's a form of, like, power got many variations to it. And people just get stuck on, oh, well, he didn't stop this guy, or he didn't do this or that. But yeah, but the efficiency rate slows down when a guy constantly tagging you downstairs, you know? So it's just different.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how he looks, man. I mean, and like you said, I think he's got he wants to make a statement. He knows. We all know the fight we want to see.
It's like them commercials, the progressive. We all see it.
Yeah, man.
We all know. Like, listen, Spence ain't never been this adamant about the Crawford situation. They all want to be. These guys know their history.
Yep.
Since Zab, there hasn't been a. I was shocked to know that. I'm like, damn, all these years, it hasn't been a.
06.
But we want to remember we. And mainly the reason why that happened is because we went through that Pacquiao and Floyd era. And they was just throwing the belts in the trash. So it really was no belts, kind of like went to the wayside because they were so big. Box office-wise, they just didn't care about belts.
Yeah.
So that's why it kind of went to the wayside. But now I think it's circling back to that, like a bragging right, which I think is a good thing. But that, listen.
Yeah.
It's crazy. August, I mean, you know, you and I have been talking about this. Bud is not making a decision until after that fight. We only got him.
He's been quiet.
Very quiet.
He's about his move, you know, like we've been hearing stuff.
That's a good thing. Bad boys. That's a good thing.
Because I'm telling you, man, like I've always felt when you, the less you hear, the better. This fight's coming up. He's been chiming away, you know, and then Spence too is like, hey, look, you know, it's a lot easier to make now. He ain't with Top Rank.
Yep.
So, and from the perspective of the PBC, man, look, they need a marquee fight too.
They need. You know what I'm
saying? I mean,
this fight does good business. This fight does good business.
That yeah. would be, I mean, there, look, I mean, we're not going to have a Mayweather-Pacquiao kind of situation in this era. Like, at least I don't think so. But that doesn't
even 500,000 is pushing it anymore, you know? Yeah,
I just think this is a situation where they can make a real big event and have a fight that, at least in our time, man, I can't recall. Again, we're 80s babies, not babies, but like we're products of the 80s.
Exactly. Right.
But we love Ray and we love the Four Kings, but that wasn't our era.
Right.
We studied it, but our era, you know, 90s, early 2000s. But when I go back, man, I have a tough time finding a matchup like Crawford and Spence for what
there aren't many.
What the fight would mean and for all the belts potentially. It's just crazy.
Right, because even like with like Shane, if they all fought each other at weird times, it was never like when every fighter was in the apex, you know, it was just because Floyd was at a smaller weight class when those guys was up. Like when Shane and, you know, Oscar and them guys and Trinidad, Floyd was in a smaller weight class.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's never been two fighters that's equally on par, because I think it's split down the middle of who people think would win the fight. Right. You know, obviously we got our, you know, but most people are one way or the other.
And I really try to push this narrative when we talk about pay-per-view and why pay-per-view in general was created, man, because people paid a premium to watch a fight that, particularly this one, man. Look, we have our pick, but it's a situation where there's a reason why it's split down the middle, and it's why we need to see it. I mean, look, we got to get past April, you know, and
absolutely.
Then whatever Crawford decides to do, because I'm of the opinion, man, like, let's just make this next, man. Like, I don't think we really
That's why, listen, I've been telling, you know, we've both been collectively saying, like, do we really need to see him fight Keith Thurman?
Thurman or something. Nah, man.
I saw Danny talk, like, you know, these guys, you know, all due respect, but they kind of, like, they passed it, you know, where, and people forget, too, that Errol Spence technically came after those guys a little bit, you know, like, because they was kind of already established as Errol Spence was kind of climbing the ladder. Remember Keith Thurman was like, you got to earn your spot to fight me now.
Now look at him.
Right, exactly. But I think you brought up something interesting, you know, off camera. You said he needs to show up to that fight and do some Hollywood. He needs to pull a Will Smith. He needs to show up and make a statement inside that ring. To like, not that the fight needs theatrics, but I just think it'll help some things a little bit better.
Again, man, we're students of the game as far as what happens in the ring, but at the same time, this is show business, man, and we've seen some of the craziest things,
man,
and lead ups that led to. I mean, look, you know, people forget. Remember after Floyd and Marquez fought. And Shane walked in and B-Hop walked in and he's like, that's the fight you gotta have. And yo, to the races, man. And I think for this, granted, Bud would be going in the lion's den, but man,
they
would set a huge ripple.
Yeah.
That's like sports news, ESPN. Like,
I gotta believe that he's getting in the ring if Spence wins. I would be shocked if he did.
He's got to be there at least, man. I mean, he was at one. I forgot what fight he was at. That he was there. Was it Danny? It was Danny. He was at the Danny fight.
And Spence was at the Porter fight.
Right, and he left when he got stopped. Right.
He said, "Oh, I thought he don't come to my fights." Remember?
I'll be honest, man. Like, I think he gets past Ugas. I just can't help but think they're not trying to trek for this to happen next. Because why are you? And listen, Bud, I still feel is that, like you said, like the apex, but he is turning 35. We got to start thinking, like, do you want to keep just adding another notch
and
notch before the time come, where you get to the fight and then you start wondering, man, he had a tough fight with Thurman, or tougher than I expected, and now you're gonna fight Errol Spence.
And Earl D brought up a great point too. One thing you gotta factor in is that Crawford isn't like Andre Ward or Bernard, where he's a safety first kind of guy.
Oh no, he's gonna throw.
So a 35-year-old non-safety first guy is a bit dangerous. So it's like you gotta factor it in too, because it's like, all right, Bud is the type of guy, he don't mind, you know, taking a shot here or there, you know, to get settled in to wherever he's trying to get settled into. So you got to factor all that in there too. Like, all right, this fight got to happen because you got Boots in is coming up, you know. Not that Virgil Ortiz can beat any, but still, he's young and these guys are getting older. We've seen how this stuff works, you know. So on any off night, a guy get old in the ring, strange things can happen. So I just think that it's going to happen next. You know, I'm a firm believer it's happening at the end of this year until proven otherwise. I think Bud is not fighting nobody, and I think he's going to fight them. They telling him not to. Bro, listen to this. Why wouldn't Bud mention – everybody else has got their fight set up for whatever. No mention of no fights, no potential opponents. It's just two-fight deal rumored out there. That's it.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, things are real quiet.
Real quiet.
And mine's a month. It's less than a month away. It's like two and a half, three weeks away.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Things are getting.
He'll make his announcement He'll make his announcement on April 16th. Yeah. That's when he'll make his announcement.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, starting next month, man. I mean, really, no. This. I mean, yeah. Into next week, man. It's on and popping.
We'll come back, you know, after the Ryan Garcia fight, because that week will be the week prior to the Spence fight. So we can recap that and then kind of, you know, roll from there. You know, just try to do these every, because we've got Titans 5 title fights this month, or 4.
Every single week is a fight. Yeah. Every single week.
Yeah, that's crazy to have 4 title fights in 1 month.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
All right, bro.
Hey, man, well, we're back, man. So, yeah. At Guard Your Grill Boxing, like, subscribe, notification. You already know. We are out of here, man. Enjoy.
All right, God, peace.